with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me on the studio from the new movie Trolls World Tour, actor and comedian DJ Flula Borg. Welcome to the show, my man.
Hello, Lopez. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, okay. I'm very excited to see Trolls World Tour. I have three kids. We were at the premiere of the last one.
That was
one of the movies that I did not mind watching over and over and over, because you know how kids watch it.
Of course,
the soundtrack's great.
Sassy.
So it's are we continuing where we left off, or what's the premise this time?
Here's the wonderful thing, Mario. I know so little. They give you like a cardboard box inside your head, and they say right. You have 4 minutes. Say these 10 things, and then get out, and they kick you out.
Wow.
So nobody knows anything.
Wow.
It's like an unofficial end. NDA Mario. It could be an Indiana Jones reboot and I would not know.
Right, right. Hey, as long as you're a part of it, huh?
So excited.
Now, where are you from originally, sir, with that charming accent?
Thank you so much for this kind word, statement, sentence. I'm from Germany. It's a country, you have probably heard of it.
I know a little German. I only know one expression.
Speak
I don't know
it.
If I'm saying it right.
I'll say it.
Ich liebe dich.
Oh, ich dich auch.
Is it, did I say it right?
Yeah, well, the face, people could not hear it, but it worked.
Yeah.
It's very effective.
I love you, right?
I love you, and now I do.
It's always I love you.
Every time someone comes in from a different country, he goes, I know one phrase in that language.
And it's always,
I love you.
In German, every time. Yeah, of course.
Colored by my many travels.
Yeah.
So you got your start as a performer doing traditional Bavarian dancers.
That's correct.
I did a little dancing myself. What is a Bavarian dance?
A good
how
pause.
Do you?
We okay. know. Okay, so just so you know, in Germany, we received Kids Incorporated.
Wait a minute. My respect for you.
Kids Incorporated.
Yes. K-I-D-S. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's the best. You knew that?
Wait. That is awesome. We haven't had a Kids Incorporated show. That is amazing.
Yeah.
You know what's funny that you say that?
Tell me.
I'm actually trying to bring it back in a little reboot right now.
Can you do Adults Incorporated and cast me?
Ah, that would be awesome. Wait, you actually really saw
Are
that?
Are you kidding?
That's
yes,
so
of course. Another thing you did, which I love so much, Golden Girls. No one knows.
Oh,
you were in
God.
Golden Girls.
He got deported.
Yes, I was.
Which is true to my heart. It's any minute now. I'm ready. I have my bags. I'm in my suitcase.
You are clearly a man of taste.
Thank you.
So, well, that's cool. Thank you. That made my day. Oh my God, it was like 40 years ago. So wait a minute. What? Okay, so Bavarian dances. How is that? I don't know why, but I think of what's the one with the kick, the guy?
The river dance?
The river dance. Is it anything like that?
It is, with no river and less dancing. Yeah. So it is much of the time the man is like hands up and then slapping knees and feet. And
yes.
It's just like lots of clopping, clipping, clipping, clopping.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, got it. All right. Now, getting back to the movie for a second.
Okay.
You play a country troll.
I do.
Is there country music involved?
They've told me nothing, Mario.
They've told you nothing.
You know more than us. So I play a country troll?
Apparently.
Wonderful.
That's what I'm
oh, great. I'm like the Garth Brooks of Trolls World Tour. This is some terrible casting. This is true.
I love it.
I have no friends in low places.
I love it. You've got a new audiobook, which is great just because your voice is so fun. That's so much fun. Wanderlust USA, an uber curious guide to sassy American pastimes.
Yes.
Excellent title.
Thank you very much.
Where did the idea come from?
Well, I, as a German person, was always like sponging up American culture, like Kids Incorporated. Hello.
Lovely.
Oh, yes. And so my mission, and now that I'm in America, is to like check out all of these things that I was like exposed to a little bit as a child. So like the Kentucky Derby. What is that? I think it's what my friend told me. It's not horses. These are criminal unicorns that committed crimes, had their horns removed, and were then sent to this dirty oval to run in oval circles. So I needed to check it out.
That makes sense.
Of course.
So what other places did you? So you visited Kentucky. What other places?
Kentucky Derby. I went to UFO Roswell Festival. I tried to get abducted by aliens, Mario.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
It did not work out.
Okay.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. You can skip this chapter.
Okay.
Fair enough. Listen, I tried three times, so maybe listen.
Well, and what have you ultimately learned about America from this journey?
Well, that there are very many tiny subcultures and everyone is fascinating and peoples don't know about other peoples. We are in our nice little fun lanes and they like, the Derby dudes don't know about the Roswell ladies.
Yes.
It's all very amazing to like try to touch all of them in a, you know what I mean, emotionally.
I do know what you mean and you're exactly right. Hollywood's in its own little lane right here as we speak.
Absolutely.
Also in the works, Bad Therapy with Alicia Silverstone. What's the premise there?
I've only received, what I do is when someone send me a script, I throw all of the pages away except the ones with my name, Mario.
that's my deal. That's how I memorize everything.
Yeah, yeah. This way there are no distractions, and yes. I can spoil nothing that I should not spoil. That's so funny. I can just tell you I'm wearing clothes during this film.
Okay.
I know this.
That's it? So we don't know if there's some sort of love connection with Alicia?
Well, someone may die, someone may live, someone may eat a snack, someone may use a toilet. These are possible plots.
Got it.
It's a great movie.
Oh, it's tight.
Compelling plot line.
Thank you.
Then in 2021, you're in the Suicide Squad.
Allegedly.
Which is cool. Allegedly. Yeah. Playing a supervillain, Javelin. Wow, you've got too much positive energy to be a bad guy. How'd you do that?
I can tell you, this is news to me again. I don't know if I'm even in the film. So
What is going on?
Yeah, I do not know anything.
I know it's already March, but is he guest of the year?
Yeah, exactly.
Only if you cancel all other recordings. Immediately now.
Do you know if this is the same Suicide Squad that starred Will Smith and Margot Robbie? Is it there a correlation? We don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. We don't know. Yeah. I was just told, attend this place, say some things, look at this, put this on. And I said yes to all of those.
That's the Clint Eastwood school of acting.
Yes, one
Hit
take,
your
let's
mark,
do it.
Sure, know your lines, and one take, let's get out of here.
And let's go. Yeah. Take a have a snack.
He would love you.
Oh, great.
You're the German Clint Eastwood.
Is it me?
I think so.
Finally.
I think so. Oh, okay. That's what I'm getting from this.
I was going for German Bruce Willis. I'll take German Clint Eastwood.
Much cooler. Much cooler. Yeah, yeah. What about social media?
I've heard of it.
Are you active? Are you...
Am I socially active? Well, sounds... Do I do it responsibly, Mario? Yes.
Do you have a handle?
I got all kinds of handles. Yeah. Especially if it's a slow person, I can go right around them and do a finger roll. Yeah.
Specifically Instagram, Twitter, Facebook? Do you do any of those platforms?
Yes, I do them so hard and good. You can find me at Flula, FLULA, like you have a flu in Los Angeles.
Got it. Which a lot of people do. Okay.
And by the way, terrible time to make that reference. It's a terrible time. Hey, I love your taco lights.
Do you like my taco lights? Yeah. We usually only bust those out on Tuesdays.
Because of LeBron.
LeBron did not make up Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
No, tacos nor the day Tuesday. Yeah,
both
for
existed.
That matter.
That's right. Slow down, LeBron.
All right. Yes. Slow down.
Before you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions.
Spot
quick
me
answers,
up.
Flula. Current song stuck in your head.
Oh. Well, you know, it's a Macarena.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. When I wake up, I need some kind of dancing move. And usually it was Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him, the entire album.
Yes.
Which, of course, has really strange songs like Crime Stories. Who remembers this one? No one. But then also You Cannot Touch Us. But anyway, Macarena.
Yeah, Macarena. Okay, good. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Favorite American movie growing up?
Oh, Die Hard. Die Hard with Bruce Willis. In Germany, it was called Stirb Langsam, which means Die Slowly.
Oh, wow.
Because if you said die hard, it means like die with difficulty, which just means like you have a very strong immune system.
Yes.
Who wants to see that?
Die slowly is
also
much more morbid.
Terrible timing for
Thank
that
you.
Joke.
Yeah, yes. Again, all exactly. of you cut everything. Guys, none of this is usable.
Celebrity you'd love to go on an adventure with?
Walton Goggins.
You just missed your chance.
I know.
Oh, man.
I was just typing on my little journal, like, dear diary, I would love to hang out with Walton Goggins. And then I heard the voice, and I thought it was like a weird dream.
You manifested it.
Yeah, he was in the hallway.
I like it.
Yeah.
Favorite thing about Germany?
Favorite thing? I would say the bread. Underrated. Oh, and also the weather. It's so sad. Right now in Los Angeles, it's a little drizzly and a little cloudy, which is like my most favorite. Makes me so happy with an umlaut.
Is that Germany all the time?
Oh, yeah, all the time. All day, really? Can't stop, won't stop.
What if I imagine the schnitzel, the sausages? I always think those are pretty... I've never been to Germany. I imagine they're great.
They're fine, but I didn't grow up with the schnitzel sausages. I grew up with the drizzles and sadness, and that's all I want tomorrow. Feed me that.
That's all you want.
Give
me
a big old spoon of that.
And last question.
Oh, it's the last one?
If you could cast anyone to play Flulaborg in your movie, who would it be?
Well, two people. It would be either Danny Glover from the 1970s, Jack Nicholson from the 2040s, or me, of course. I have an IMDb page, Mario.
You could play
You'd
yourself.
Cast yourself. Hello. Who would play Mario Lopez in the Mario Lopez biopic?
The Rock. Duh.
But what would he have to wear a wig with this delicious hair, Mario?
That's right. I like it. Delicious. I'll take that all day. Meanwhile, Trolls World 2 is hitting theaters April 10th. Be sure to check it out. Flula, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you very much, Mario. A very nice time with everyone. Everyone, pull up Kids Incorporated on YouTube.
Yeah. On with Mario Lopez.